DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. The
score! One ball and two strikes to Demerit. And a swing and a miss. Sandy looking great. 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. And the first Marlin ever with two 200 strikeout seasons.
Yeah, that's what happens, especially as we hurtle toward the trade deadline. This is Raheem Ann Harris on 670 The Score. It worked so well the last time we did this when we stalked head coaching candidates and the Bears ended up with Ben Johnson. Why not bring it back when it comes to trade candidates and your Chicago Cubs? So who better to start with than the former unanimous Cy Young winner himself, the man that we talked to Jim Bowden about yesterday here on Raheem Ann Harris on The Score, Sandy Alcantara, the Marlins ace, who, by the way, ended up with a 2.74 ERA in the month of June, much more like what we expected to see out of somebody we also think is the most likely, at least at this time, to be dealt.
Yeah, the first four starts of June were very, very, very encouraging when you look at what he was able to do, because he had starts that all went at least five innings. In fact, in the month of June, all but one of his starts went six innings, and the five-inning start was the singularity that was opposite of that. But his last outing, seven runs on 10 hits, gives you pause, right? Because you want to know that at what the asking price is, you're getting a bona fide ace. And you can't look at what he's done this season and call him a bona fide ace, at least from his numbers and his performance.
That game was against the Arizona Diamondbacks. And Alcantara, as we said, a work in progress this season, that's for sure, especially when it comes to from where we knew him to be when he had the Cy Young. His ERA right now, as it stands, much different when you consider what he has been in his previous seasons. 6.98 ERA in 2025, 4-8 in the win-loss record, a 1.48 whip. However, he's still the biggest name for a reason. A lot of teams believe that he is going to get back to his former self with a change of scenery. The other part of this is also, of course, his contract. Right now, Alcantara in the middle of a five-year, $56 million contract with the Miami Marlins. $1.5 million signing bonus, $56 guaranteed, that according to SpotRac. He's got two more seasons. The club option in 2027 and then next season in 2026 to the tune of $17.3 million for the first 2 years, and then in 27 it goes up to $21 million. Regardless, that's a lot cheaper than, say, a $200 million arm, which is the going price for a lot of playoff-expected pitchers right now.
No, and certainly that's why the price is so much in terms of what you would have to give up for a player, like Sandy Alcantara. On top of that, Layla, you have to take into account the interest that the Cubs have, and perhaps him, is not in a vacuum. Other teams also want Sandy Alcantara. I think the thing that sticks out to me is when you look at who else might be interested in him, you've got obviously the Cubs that we're talking about.
Sure.
But the other two teams that have been bantied about, where the people who cover those teams have said there is interest, the Yankees and the Dodgers.
Oh, teams with practically unlimited resources.
But that's when you have to call back to what we heard Jed Hoyer say yesterday before the game and talking about, I believe we will have the resources, whether that's him willing to give up prospects and or them willing to pay the contracts of players that they acquire before the trade deadline. So I think that's the big thing. But the biggest question for him right now is, after winning a Cy Young in 2022, having a down 2023, needing 2024 off because of Tommy John surgery, can he regain the form of 2022? And I know we just talked about those June numbers, but you have to take into account two of those four good stocks we were talking about against the Rockies and the Pirates.
You won't be seeing those teams in the playoffs.
That's absolutely a fact.
Let's hear from Bruce Levine last week, because the timing is kind of important here, although things definitely change. On with Mullion Haw talking about the Cubs getting a starting pitcher in 7 to 10 days. And wasn't that 7 to 10 days ago?
Before you guys let me go,
okay,
the Cubs are looking at adding that pitcher that we've been talking about. And it appears they're getting closer to identifying some of these teams that are out of it that want to trade. So I wouldn't be shocked over the next week or 10 days, much before the trading deadline, maybe early as this week, that they make a move for another starting pitcher.
This week, you think the Cubs could make a move?
They could.
So if that's the rub this week, and it was last Monday, and we know that that would be 7 days, and now we're talking about it's Wednesday, so this is day 10 of the 7 to 10 days. I'm thinking things either cooled off, or the Cubs are still trying to figure out what they're willing to give up for different sellers who may not be quite ready to sell.
Well, also, especially when you consider the Dodgers are in the mix here. Like, that's part of it. And Dave Roberts was asked about Sandy Alcantara, and we know what happens when he gets asked about pitchers, like Shohei Ohtani, for example.
They get paid?
Things usually tend to happen. Dave Roberts doesn't shy away from a discussion in that respect. But the quote is, the starters look good. Sandy Alcantara is a trade candidate, but I don't know where he will go. If we were to do anything, we would probably add another pitcher to the bullpen. Why does that sound so familiar, guys? I think there is a big concern because of the years of control on Alcantara and the fact that there are guys like Corbin Burns and Max Fried getting $200 million. You're trying to figure out what the prospect capital turn is and the return on those 2.5 seasons of control that you have left.
So we're talking about Sandy Alcantara, part of our stalking segment. We're just going to take potential trade targets of the Cubs and put them under the microscope. And here on Rahimi and Harris, we want to know what the Cubs' possibilities are, what the likelihood of the outcomes are. These are all things that are up in the air as we start the month of July. Well, look forward to the end of July when that trade deadline hits on July 31st. And Alcantara's 29 years old. So he is in his pitching prime. He knows how to pitch. How do I know this? Because the Cy Young season he picked up in 2022, it was an 8 WAR season. Do you know how good you have to be as a pitcher to jump up to 8?
Yeah, there's a reason he was unanimous, right?
So he's doing well, but I take this time to say he's a guy who has a versatility in the way that he pitches, which is one of the reasons he's been so effective. What we know about him is he relies on 5 different pitches. He throws the sinker, the four-seamer, the changeup, the slider, the curveball. The sinker is a 24.6% of the time pitch. Right up there with that is the four-seamer at 23.4% of the time. His changeup was as nice, is a 21.4% pitch. And then the slider and the curveball right around 15% at each of them. So he's got a great picks, Mitch. It's not like he leans on 2 or even 3 pitches to get the job done.
Yeah, the guy can throw the kitchen sink at you, so to speak. So as he recovers from Tommy John surgery, we see him somewhat regaining his form. I think it is encouraging that June was the month, the most recent, where we saw that happen. I know there are a couple of hiccups. But, you know, the other part of this is whether or not he's even going to be dealt. When you consider such a seller's market right now, Jed Hoyer has talked about it. When you consider that Alcantara has 2 years left after this season of team control, the price, you could argue, may go even higher. Like, the Marlins are in no rush to figure out what they want to do. And that's been something that even Bob Nightingale has discussed. The quote from one of Nightingale's articles recently, when he talks about Sandy Alcantara, who should be available, the price tag will be high, and if no one is willing to meet it, the Marlins will simply hold on to him until this winter. Let's revisit our conversation with the former Major League General Manager, now with CBS Sports, and with The Athletic, Jim Bowden, on what he had to say about Alcantara specifically and that current trade value.
You know, it's very interesting because you brought up the point earlier in this interview where you talked about him having a down year and how he's been inconsistent, although he has allowed three runs or less in four of his last five starts and has pitched much better over his last five starts. You know, that being said, I've kind of looked at it on the outside and I've said to myself, because he's having a down year, why would the Marlins trade him now? Why wouldn't you wait, let him have a strong August and September, and then trade him in the offseason? He's very affordable. You control him for three more years. And so to me, it makes a lot of sense to wait until the value's back. That's just my outside opinion. However, when I talked to over 40 executives in the industry over the last week, it's very clear that the industry believes he is the most likely pitcher to be traded at this year's deadline. Mm. So obviously there has to be a lot of GMs and presidents out there that believe what they're watching recently with Alcantara, that believe that he is going to get back that Cy Young form. It's really hard to get a number one starter. We all know what the cost is. All you have to do is go look at the $200 million-plus that the Yankees gave Max Fried or the Arizona Diamondbacks gave Corbin Burns. You know what that cost is. That's not the cost to get Alcantara for the next few years, which makes his trade value extremely high. So if teams, in fact, believe that he's healthy and believe that he's only going to keep getting better, as he has shown in his last few starts, then I guess it makes sense. And so, you know, perhaps I normally guess on what the industry tells me because the GMs and the presidents are the ones making these deals, not those of us on the outside. And it's the GMs and the presidents that have done their homework on his medicals. They've done their homework on how he looks on a nightly basis. So, yeah, I think based on what they're telling me, I'm guessing he will be dealt, and it will be a haul, and it will be one of those moments.
He added in that sound effect himself. I would just like to reiterate that.
That was Jim Bowden talking about Sandy Alcantara, who we are firmly watching from afar. Stalking seems so harsh, but yeah, I'll be real. We're stalking him because we want to know everything we can about these potential trade targets because of the amount of prospects that you're going to have to get up to get them, and then how effective will they be if you get them in the fold? And I think one of the things Jim Bowden talked about that's so, like, I believe this 100%. I think he's getting dealt. Here's why. The pressure is so high from this standpoint. If you're a team, and we mentioned the Yankees and Dodgers have been talked about as teams looking at Alcantara and looking to make a run at him at some point, you understand. If you don't get him, that's one thing. But if you don't get him, and another team does, that can turn the tide against you because now you got to face him. And I think it's an addition when you get him, but it's also a subtraction when you don't get him because you're making other teams stronger.
That's it. One other team could get him, and then what happens? Jim Bowden's article did come out. It was updated just this morning on The Athletic. And he reiterates the point about Burns and Fried, which we have discussed. Here's what he also says before you get into the list of the people who he thinks are most likely to be traded at the deadline. This is his survey of MLB executives. The execs were granted anonymity so they could answer candidly, as well as asked not to include any of their own players. Their responses were illuminating. Some answers were expected, but others were truly surprising. However, what really stood out was the number of teams that didn't really know where this year's trade market is headed. So it's not just us. We're all trying to figure it out together. He said one National League president of baseball operations, key point that it's the NL here, quote, I have no clue, can't make sense of it all. That will obviously change over the next month, but it's really tough to read now, as most teams are saying they are looking to buy, end quote. An American League GM told me, quote, we're all waiting for teams to decide if they're going to sell. But it might take until close to the deadline for teams like the Diamondbacks, Orioles, Red Sox, Guardians and Angels to make that call, end quote. His number one starting pitcher is who he told us. It is Sandy Alcantara, the player mentioned the most overall by far. That was fascinating to me, this being Jim Bowden, because he's 4-8 with a 6.98 ERA, and I doubt the Marlins would get the requisite value for him if they traded him now. Instead, they could wait until the offseason to cash in, perhaps after he's had a strong August and September, thereby thinking they're not selling at his highest point. However, several execs pointed to the fact that he pitched better in June and seems to be healthy and getting closer to top form. So I feel like all signs are pointing toward this being the guy who sets the market. It's certainly where we wanted to start for that reason.
And you look back just last year, and I know it's a different situation because we're talking about a guy maybe not with the track record, but certainly the stuff. Garrett Crochet with the White Sox. People were saying, well, somebody might trade for him to help them, but he ended up not getting moved until the offseason. And that is where the White Sox got their haul, if you will. I want to say it like this. If you're a team like the Cubs looking for him, I wonder, Layla, if another player on that roster isn't a better fit for what the Cubs need right now. And when I say that, I'm speaking of one specific individual, Eduardo Cabrera. And so Eduardo Cabrera is a guy that came in this year as a young guy. He's only 23 years old. He's put up phenomenal numbers in his 14 starts. So much so, he's got a 3.41 ERA. But in his last 10 starts, his ERA, 2.05. His fielding independent pitching, 3.18. It seems like a guy that could help them, especially coming off his last outing, which was against the Twins, who aren't having the greatest time on offense. But it was a 2-0 win against the Twins. He pitched 7 innings of 2-hit ball, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts. He seems primed as a much cheaper option, as a guy you would have under club control because he hasn't even hit arbitration yet, for another 3 years after this season, through 2028.
And maybe we do a side stock there. I feel like that might be the case. But if I'm a selling team, and if I'm the Miami Marlins, or if I'm anyone who has that type of starter, and Garrett Crochet, that's such a rare situation because you're talking about somebody who at the beginning of the season was considered the favorite by many to win the AL Cy Young. But let's focus on the return here, because I do think for the White Sox, if you're a selling team, that was an exemplary return when you consider how many of them are now even in the major leagues. Months later, the return was Kyle Teal, Braden Montgomery, Chase Mydroth, and Wikelman Gonzalez.
That's a good haul.
Right now, that is the exemplary, I think, not only just example, but return if you're the Marlins. What are you saying if you know the demand is that high for somebody you know who is an established Cy Young winner?
I think right now, the Marlins, honestly, can set their price, and if someone meets it, cool. If they don't, we'll see you in the offseason.
And that's a smart move, in my opinion. I remember applauding Rick Hahn for doing so when it came to trading Chris Sale. And I think when you don't necessarily know what your return is going to be and you've got an asset that's in high demand like that, Chris Getz, same credit is due. Wait. Wait until you get what you want.
What would you be willing to give up today for Sandy Alcantara?
If I'm the Cubs and I already know that my farm system took a bit of a hit when you consider Cam Smith is already in the big leagues and that return Isaac Paredes for the Kyle Tucker deal, I'm probably a little more reticent. You know, I'm a little more, I don't know, like, what was the Jim Bowden total or Bowden total was crazy, wasn't it?
Jim Bowden's total was beyond crazy because it was Cade Horton. It was Owen Casey. It was, I think
it's going to take big league talent like a Cade Horton, maybe. I don't know if it's necessarily your starting pitcher. A smart team is going to ask for pitching for pitching. You know, that's a rule.
No, you have to at least get somebody back that's a hot prospect in your organization. That also throws.
If I'm a seller, I'm definitely asking for Owen Casey.
Yeah, I think he's the biggest trade chip they have.
But at some point, you what are you left with in your farm system knowing that you've only got Kyle Tucker for a year, too? Like, that's a part of this. I know you're all in, but how much does that factor in? So I think that's part of the concern that I have when I look at it from the transactional standpoint for the specific Cubs need.
If it was just a rental, I'd be like, okay, but it's going to be a multi-year thing to get him. So I understand why sending Owen Casey makes sense in this trade specifically.
Yes. I mean, that's probably the asking point for any major trade candidate when you're talking to the Cubs. Yes, Robbie.
Let's say they make the deal. Sandy Alcantara is a Chicago Cub, and let's say it works. Let's say he goes back to at least part of his Cy Young form. What is the ceiling of the Cubs?
Oh, if Sandy Alcantara's on the Cubs and they do another minor deal to
get...
Is this
a team that we could be seeing hoisting a World Series trophy?
I think absolutely.
If they get a bench, if they get another someone to help them on the bench or to help them face left, you know, to help them face lefties.
Elite lefties, apparently.
Sexy time. My eyes got huge. I don't even know what to say. Like, that's how good the potential becomes.
And that's why I think it's worth exploring the deal. If you believe Alcantara is close to back to Cy Young stuff from 2022 pre-Tommy John surgery.
Well, guess what, everybody texting in? You are helping our cause. When I hear 630 or read 630 say Mitch Keller of the Pirates is awesome again today against the Cardinals, we have more stalking segments for you. We're going to focus on a lot of these people, so I have no problem with the discussion and taking requests. And also Adam and Dundee. Edward Cabrera, we can talk about him too. That's the point in all of this. So I'm into it. So we can definitely continue our segments with other individuals.
And it won't just be pitchers. I want to be clear. We're going to go through the middle. Like you said, they need a bat.
This is the closest we're getting to like an NFL draft war room, you know, where we have like somebody's picture on the wall and we're like debating the pros and the cons and what we like about this person.
Can there be yarn? Can I string together pictures?
So we might. Yes. Yes. So we might as well get into it. I've started watching episodes of Always Sunny because I'm a human being who needs to breathe.
That's fair.
I should have watched I would like you to so continue to breathe. Yeah, but so many Always Sunny references make so much more sense now. Especially when I flew to LA. No, I did not try to do the Wade Boggs challenge. But yes, the point is we are taking requests. So I appreciate all the names you guys are giving. We listen to y'all. So we'll do it together. We'll have another segment of this coming up soon. When should we do it, guys? You want to produce on the fly?
Tuesday. That's when both of you will be
here.
We're
both back. I think that makes sense.
Oh, so we've got a group stalk. We can't just like do some recon on our own individually.
I think you can
We give Grody some binoculars.
Yeah, we can recon all
crawl
we want.
On
we'll
your
have
elbows.
Some assignments for Grody.
Would you guys laugh if I told you I had a pair of binoculars?
I have two pairs of binoculars.
I've somehow, like, that is so believable. I totally believe that.
Well, I got them as a gift for being with NBC at the time for 5 years. So I thought that was a fun gift. And you know why I got them? To see who was warming up in the bullpen. Duh. But turns out you don't even need it. Anywho, we will continue the stalking segment on Tuesday. I appreciate the names. Go ahead and suggest them. We will keep track of those. And we will move on to our next segment here on The Score. We have a big race to talk about coming up this weekend.
Can we talk about it in an Australian accent?
Can we talk about it with the dude who knows how to dominate these Chicago streets?
I think we should.
We should. Shane Van Gisbergen, the Aussie, racing for Trackhouse. You know him from being a previous winner of the Grant Park 165. We talk a little NASCAR and also discuss the future of the race here in town. That's all next. I'm Raheemy and Harris on The Score.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris. Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Shane Van Gisbergen to the inside, and to the lead off turn two with less than five to go here in Chicago.
He's won the very first street race in NASCAR.
That courtesy of NBC, Shane Van Gisbergen was the first NASCAR street race winner, Grand Park 165. And he also really kind of set the tone racing for Trackhouse Racing. He was a supercar driver out of Australia. It started an actual NASCAR career for him, so that's what made it a lot of fun to watch. It's in a great event, and of course we know NASCAR is back in Chicago this weekend.
When there are more than just left turns, he is a ringer. Because he comes in, gets the damage done. He just most recently won that inaugural Cup Series race in Mexico City. So that was his second career victory on that circuit. I like the fact that everyone knows he's that dude when it comes to races such as this. The biggest question I have is, will this man be able to avoid the wet-wet? When I say the wet-wet, I mean the inevitable bad conditions that have followed this race since its time in Chicago.
Unfortunately, there has been rain the last two of these races, so they were two for two on July 4th weekend. It happened, of course, as we know, in torrential fashion in 2023. Shane Van Gisbergen, also known as SVG, came out as the winner. He is still considered the favorite for this year's Chicago Street Race. He was as well last year, but because of that rain, ends up going to Alex Bowman instead. There was a crash issue last year, of course. That's what happens when you're racing, trying to figure out what tires that you want to put on your car when you've got to navigate tight turns, as we discussed. And then also knowing you've got to do it quick. And the rain was intermittent last year, but enough to really, again, make this race that much more exciting. Some drivers say they like it. Other people talk about the strategy. Jeff Gordon spoke at a NASCAR event recently discussing that part of it is the art of knowing when to put specific tires on. You're going to use your racing slicks, or you're going to use something that grips the road more, but you're giving up speed to do so. But SVG's experience in being able to take the first race that happened on Saturday last year, having already won here, he knows a thing or two about how to do it.
You mentioned Jeff Gordon. I'm glad you did. I know he's one of your guys that you love as far as being a not just a NASCAR Hall of Famer, but he's a guy, he told Ryan Cheverini over on ABC7, how much he wishes he could have raced this course. And I believe him because he's got 9 road course wins, which is, again, races with both left and right turns. And it's like it was built for him. He just came too late, retired too early to take part in the Chicago race. And we wonder if there will even be a Chicago race next year. NASCAR's got the option to pick it up, but there's other places that they're going to try to race in the middle of the street.
Julie Giese, the head of NASCAR Chicago, has said there's been good conversations between NASCAR and Chicago as to what's going to happen. I understand why she also said her focus is on getting the race done this year, because it's no small feat. You have to shut down parts of the city. You have to shut down roads. I know they were very proud of being able to shorten that time and to be able to doing so. But regardless, it's something that we get to watch this weekend, and we're excited to do so. So let's bring him in, the Australian race car driver himself, on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. The man known as SVG, Shane Van Gisbergen. You made history here in Chicago. I'm looking forward to you trying to do it again. Shane, thanks for joining Rahimi and Harris on The Score.
Yeah, firstly, I have to correct you. I'm not Australian. I'm a Kiwi. But,
oh, yes, my fault. Yeah. Sorry about that.
That's okay. But yeah, going good. I'm looking forward to getting back there. It's one of our one of our favorite races for us. So it's going to be great.
What's your favorite thing about racing in Chicago from your experience, besides the fact that obviously you're a winner, so you feel good about that coming in again for a third year?
It's just so challenging. There's no room for error. You know, the walls are so close to the track, and if you make a mistake, your day could be over. So managing that risk versus reward and just being on the limit around the track, it's one of the coolest races we do.
Oh, we're excited to see you on Twitch as well. Shane Van Gisbergen joins us on twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Sorry for the misstep there. I did mention that you had experience, I think, that really gave you such an advantage from the Australian supercars racing side of this to be able to win in Chicago. How much has that helped you not only win the race here, but also add to your resume so far in NASCAR for you?
Well, that's my background, or I guess, you know, ovals really is an American thing. You know, everything I've raced around the world and Australia and New Zealand and in Europe is all road courses, you know, so that's my background and that's all I've ever done. So yeah, coming here, it was a decent advantage, I guess, in some ways, but on the ovals now, which are majority of our races, I'm learning something every week and getting better and better. So it's just what I grew up doing, I guess.
Shane, when we talk about inaugural races, you seem to have a history of doing well in them. I know just a few weeks ago, you took the checkers down in Mexico City. What's it like going to a place for the first time and having success? And how much of a challenge is that? And you feel like you have some kind of innate advantage because, like you said, this is your background. This is what you do.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. I love myself going to new places. And you know, I moved here last year and all tracks pretty much I've been going to are new for me. So I love the new challenge and trying to get better somewhere and building that experience bank. But yeah, I think I've just been in the right place, right time to win the track's first race, I guess.
When it came to navigating the water, especially that first year, the year you won in 2023, that was record-setting rain that we had in Chicago. A nice welcome for you, Shane, unfortunately, when we consider there was as much as 4 inches of rain that fell that day. What did you learn about not only managing your gear, for example, like which tires to use at which times, but also trying to drive on city streets here and learning from that rain and using it to your advantage?
Just that the weather reporters suck there.
Maybe you are American.
Yeah, you might have just become a Chicagoan with that statement. I'm not going to lie.
Well, even last year it was meant to be a perfect weekend, and sure enough, right as the race was starting, it rained again. So it's meant to be beautiful and sunny this weekend, and I do not trust that at all. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, it's crazy, you know, that the roads are used for everyday traffic, you know, so they got oil and rubber and grease all over them, I guess, from normal road cars. And when it rains, it just gets so slippery. So yeah, it's very, very treacherous. And then of course there's all the white lines from the street markings, which are slippery as well, but it's the same for everyone.
Shane Van Gisbergen joining us here on Rahimi and Harris. He's the driver of the number 88 Chevrolet for Trackhouse Racing, getting ready for this weekend's Chicago Street Race. It could be the last Chicago Street Race. How do you feel about that, Shane? Is this is the last year of the contract currently going between NASCAR and the city of Chicago?
Yeah, again, I don't put too much thought into it, but obviously Chicago is going to be something I remember for the rest of my life. It was probably one of the biggest wins of my life at the time. And yeah, it's a special place for me. But, you know, whether the races run its course or not, it is what it is. And then hopefully next year, if it does change, we go somewhere else and, you know, we'll move on. But yeah, I'd love for it to stay there. I like the track. City's pretty cool as far as cities go, so it'd be good.
I know that you guys always have a big... You know, you're proud of your sponsorships. There's a big relationship there when it comes to NASCAR. And I did giggle every single time last year when you were driving the car for Wendy's Saucy Nugs. Not just Wendy's, not just Nuggets, Saucy Nugs. What was it like when you learned that you were going to drive that car last year?
Yeah, we did a few races with Wendy's last year, and we had the Frosty and dipping the fries in the Frosty, and which I did anyway before I drove that car. But then, you know, the Saucy Nugs car was cool, and, you know, that was their new product last year. So it was awesome to drive for Wendy's, and they're a fun group of people. And then this year we've got WeatherTech and Red Bull. So WeatherTech is obviously a proud Chicago company. So, yeah, to represent them, we're coming up early Thursday morning to do some promotions there and check out the WeatherTech factory. So it's cool to represent them at their home race as well.
I love that it's WeatherTech because that's appropriate for this race this weekend. I'm sure you've seen the forecast, or maybe you haven't. What do you know and what are you hearing? Because you probably got better, more accurate information than us common people about what's expected this weekend.
At least on Saturday, right? You can at least look to Saturday.
As I said earlier, I do not look and trust the forecast from there on the previous year. So I just turn up what it'll be, will be.
Well, I will let you know that my weather app on my phone right now says 45% on Sunday, just so you're aware. Shane, I also want to ask you just about the city itself, because I know you're driving, you're focused on those two loops that this track makes, but did something stick out in your mind as far as maybe a stretch of road that we're familiar with, a turn that was particularly either tricky or memorable to you, or maybe it was a visual, you know, just looking at the city? We got such a great view of you driving the last couple of years on the streets and then the city in the background. What stands out?
I guess you summed it up in your question. Like, it's such a unique race for us. Like, normally we're out, you know, a little bit out of the city, and we're at these big oval stadiums, oval racetracks, and to take the race to the people and be in the city. I just remember that first year, you know, there were so many people that were new to the sport, just at their first NASCAR race, and the atmosphere was just epic, you know. So it's really cool introducing the sport to new people, and, you know, just people hear the cars from the street and wonder what they are and want to go check them out. I think that side of it's great.
Well, it's been fun to watch you drive, and we appreciate you joining us on the show today. Shane Van Gisbergen, I always end up calling you SVG, but it's nice to talk to you and also use all three names in your name today as well. Thanks for joining us, and good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Shane.
No problem. Thank you for having me, guys.
Shane Van Gisbergen, kind enough to join us on Twitch and on 670 The Score and Raheemy and Harris. And I am sorry about that. I should have known better. I used to know.
It's okay.
But I always think about his Australian supercars driving experience.
No, I get it. He was in an Australian league, and they're right next to each other, Australia and New Zealand.
Technically, there's a whole ocean. I mean, imagine if we called somebody, you know, from Illinois, from Wisconsin. I mean, think about all the jokes we had yesterday.
That happens all the time. I'm from Alabama, and people think, well, they think it's Arkansas, they think it's Mississippi, they think it's Louisiana, they think it's Georgia. It's quite common.
The states mirror each other in shape. Not
Mississippi and Alabama? Absolutely.
I feel that. But the point is, Shane Van Gisbergen knows how to drive here, and he's got a really cool concept as well. Trackhouse is a fun concept, too. They invite drivers with different backgrounds into the race, and that's what makes it enjoyable. So we thank you, Shane. How do I put what's next? People... Yes, Ray?
It's just a question. I think it's the best way to do this. They were doing what outside the courthouse?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Oh, no. No, you did not. No. No. We are not Bad Boy for Life. We're not even close to Bad Boy for Life. I don't know who was Bad Boy for Life who even wants to claim this song anymore. I don't care if he's not guilty of all the stuff or not. That's ridiculous.
Layla, I guess you could say Sean Combs isn't going to be a Bad Boy for Life since he's not going to get life in prison, right?
I mean, he still got... He did get found guilty. He found guilty on two counts of... Which,
but they were the lesser counts.
Transportation to engage in prostitution, which makes it sound like he was somebody's driver. let's just call it what it is. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. And that was the news that came out today, was Sean Diddy Combs was found not guilty on racketeering and sex trafficking, but he was found guilty on two counts of transportation to engage in prostitution.
And so you think, what's that like? What's it like to cover a trial of that magnitude? I have a couple of friends actually covering the trial. Ugh. And they've been describing wild things to me, just like being on the scene. But that pales. I do mean that pales in comparison to what the actual aftermath looked like when that verdict came down and everyone found out. Just take a listen to CNN's Laura Coates as she reports on the scene outside of the Diddy courthouse verdict.
I kid you not. People are pouring baby oil on one another outside this courthouse. Baby oil having a very big play in the freak-offs we heard about. You have people saying it's not Rico, it's Freako. You got applause coming when the mother of Sean Diddy Combs, Miss Janice, got out of the vehicle just a few moments ago, really, behind us and walked inside to elated cheers and her greeting the crowd. Every time the family, the children, the six adult children come in, three boys and three girls, they are met by cheers and also at times throughout the course of trial, met by scathing and disrespectful comments as well, a lot of profanity.
Did she say...
It's not Rico, it's Freako.
That's an all-time drop right there. It's not Rico, it's Freako.
It's not Rico, it's Freako.
I can't think straight. If that is not somebody's album in the next 6 months, I am disappointed.
I want to make sure I understand this. Sean Diddy Combs did not get convicted of the greater of the charges. He did get convicted of lesser charges, which probably could still earn him time behind bars.
The maximum amount for that is 10 years.
10 years.
Per each count.
He could get several decades in prison. That's still on the table. And as a result, his supporters, his fans, if you will, are dousing each other with baby oil.
I kid you not. People are pouring baby oil on one another.
We're so cooked.
That's really the takeaway from me, Marshall.
We're
Harris.
So cooked.
Who loves him that much?
We're so cooked.
That you're
going
to come to the courthouse and be outside. And listen, I am all for something silly begetting something silly. Like, I'm all for going with things when it's amusing. I feel like that falls into this category. But do you really love Diddy that much?
I need Aaron Magruder to be given a contract today. And I need him to start the Boondocks back up, because the things that were discussed and the storylines from that animated series on Adult Swim, RIP Adult Swim, I just think they've all come to fruition in a way that I just could not. I could see it, but not see it in the way that it's coming true 20, 30 years later.
The way Robbie and Ray were nodding their heads emphatically.
Oh my God, what a epically classic show.
America needs a good cooking. I think that show would have cooked us up real good.
You don't think that's happening now in real time?
I mean, it's whatever. But like, the thought in my mind of just like, I'm so irate about this Diddy thing, let me go buy baby oil. It's just like, I could never.
I don't even think it's that. I think it's people just having fun with the absurdity of it all. Like, I do you really think they're taking themselves seriously with the phrase, it's not Rico, it's Freako?
It's not Rico, it's Freako.
Unfortunately, in this American economy, the content creators are going crazy today.
Can you blame them?
They're going to go crazy.
I would say you have people creating content outside of the courthouse.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is going to be on TikTok, and because we're olds, we'll see it in a week or so on the Instagram, and then the even older people will see it in a couple of weeks on the Facebook.
Hey, maybe we get it in like 3 or 4 days on Instagram if we're lucky.
I just, man, what a time.
Baby, what a time. Oil is he going?
So the thing is, I don't know if we got news yet whether or not he's going to be released until sentencing. If he is he going to the studio? Like, what's his next move? What's Diddy's next move if they let him out of prison?
It depends.
I don't even think I want to know.
It depends on the ego, right? It depends on how vindicated he thinks he is. Like, to me, you're still guilty of 2 counts of something fairly significant. I only think you're vindicated when you are excused, when it rules in your favor, which I can't say that this did, but that just makes the baby oil decision that much more confusing. Like, I think regardless of what happened, that was going to be the result for those people. You know, either way, it was either going to be in celebration or it was going to be in sadness. Or in this case, just a partial judgment, you know.
Just pray for us.
I need a percentage ruling here.
Pray for us. Just pray for us all.
Like, did you say one count, no baby oil, 2 counts, baby oil?
Like, what did the verdict need to be at minimum for them to douse? I think it was just something not being guilty of is what it was.
Also, how does that conversation go when you're getting there? Like, do you plan this? Are you bringing stuff? Like, what's happening
here? And by the way, this just has to be stated for people who are not following it. This was a trial by jury as well. So you had, a jury. You had people.
His peers.
Yes. Deciding the fate of Diddy.
Okay, 708 says, it feels very weird for you guys to be laughing at this stuff. I'm not laughing at any of what happened in the trial at all. I'm laughing at the reaction that we saw on the street to that report.
It's not Rico, it's Freako.
Yeah, like when Marshall says we're cooked as a society, that's it. Like, people, like, the details of this trial are horrific.
Yeah,
people cannot move past the baby oil and are in front of a courthouse in New York in New York dumping baby oil on themselves. Like, what is happening here?
So you mean to tell me that people take 2 words of what they hear in the entirety of a weeks-long, or in this case, months-long trial, and then those are the things that they cling to and decide their entire ethos around without looking at all the facts?
It sounds like it.
Huh.
I just... The Diddy thing, the reaction, the whole thing, like where we are, it's a little bit depressing.
Yeah, the details of the trial are terrible. That's not what we're laughing at.
No, we're laughing at the reaction. I get it. Like, also, sometimes you laugh because if you don't laugh, you'll cry, and you just have to be able to, like, process things.
You know who never knew what Diddy did or never do what Diddy did?
Who's that?
Matt Boyd. He would never.
That's true. That's
you leave dad. His name out of this segment.
Well, 630 says Matt Boyd says he does not like baby oil. So there's that. I just, man, woo. So yeah, it's a thing that happened. Laura Coates, CNN reporter, reported on it. You got to report what you see when you're out there on the streets. We've all been there, Layla, when you're out reporting.
People are ridiculous like that, I'm definitely laughing.
And just, you report what you see. You report what you see.
Yes. It's not Rico, it's Freako.
The Twitch chat. Yes, cheering another rich criminal getting away with committing crimes. Great time to be alive. Now back to work, peasants. He's still got he's guilty of two counts of something that requires a 10-year sentence max each.
Oh, and he's getting hit in the wallet, too.
That's guilty.
He's like, getting hit in the wallet.
He's just not guilty of racketeering, for example. Like, this isn't a win. Ridiculous.
It's beyond ridiculous. But it's also, we have become so desensitized to all these things that happen that we're just kind of like, oh, well, that's how it is. That's baseball. Actually, it's not baseball.
That's baseball, I always feel like, is a lazy argument as well.
Yeah, no, that's why I said it, because I was just like, that's how we chalk it up. Chalk it
up
to the game.
So your starter has given up an average of five runs per inning for the last 4 weeks.
Four weeks?
That's baseball.
A whole month?
No, it's not. That's actually just the team you constructed.
Yeah, the five runs on one outing is one thing. Five runs for 4 weeks in a row, that's a DFA waiting to happen. It's an overdue DFA, some would argue.
I don't know. That's a consequence for the action.
Huh? That's true. Can't pitch.
Spiegel and Holmes are next on The Score.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.